This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Where's the beef?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. It is a question about the bank bailout money, part of the $700 billion Congress approved a few months back. The Associated Press talked to banks that took at least $1 billion of it, of the so-called TARP funds. They wanted to know how the money's been spent, how much of it is being held in savings, and what the plan was for the rest of it. None of the banks provided specific answers. Oh, there were some PR answers. Atlanta-based SunTrust, the recipient of $3.5 billion, said, "We're not providing dollar-in, dollar-out tracking." Here's the response from J.P. Morgan Chase. "We've lent some of it. We've not lent some of it." So much for specifics. And they don't have to be specific. Congress didn't mandate it. The money, of course, was used to spur more lending and bolster the banks, much of it by buying stock in those corporations. The fact that there is so little information about it is causing some beef with consumer and congressional watchdogs. There's a bank bailout underway in Ireland. The government there is pumping more than $7 billion into the biggest banks from the European desk in London. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The Irish government is offering to inject the money into the three top banks in return for shares. There are strings attached. Among other things, the banks will be required to increase mortgage lending by 30%. But Irish property prices are falling sharply. Unemployment is rocketing. It's not clear how much demand there will be for the new mortgages. The government says the move will boost investor confidence. That confidence has been badly shaken. And not only by the property crash, there's been a scandal too. The chairman of one of the banks has just been forced out. He admitted receiving secret personal loans worth $120 million. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
European markets are mostly down this hour. London, Paris, and Frankfurt all showing losses of 1% or more. Asian markets are mixed. The Nikkei is up after Toyota said it may make a little money in 2008, after all, $500 million. Last year, the profit was $19 billion. The Lundberg survey says gasoline prices are down 9 cents nationwide. Oil, however, is up this morning, selling for about $42 a barrel. We get mortgage industry statistics this morning, and the numbers will include renegotiations of mortgages, people trying to avoid foreclosure. Do they work? Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
A loan modification is a deal struck between a lender and a struggling homeowner. The mortgage rate can be lowered, the life of the loan can be extended, or unpaid principal can be written off. Hope Now, a nonprofit funded by the mortgage industry, says it's modified 2.7 million loans in the past year and a half. But those loan modifications have been criticized as ineffective. The U.S. Comptroller of the Currency says that within 6 months, half the homeowners go back into foreclosure. Hope Now Executive Director Faith Schwartz says the problem isn't loan modifications. It's the economy.
Last month alone, we had 500,000-plus jobs lost. There are probably many loans that were modified that will be in those jobs that may redefault.
More layoffs are expected over the holidays, and more redefaults. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Looking for Madonna videos on YouTube? Good luck. YouTube started pulling some of her music and the videos of countless other Warner Music stars because of a stalled licensing deal. Not sure how much money is at stake in that Warner deal, but this morning, it's easier to hear the Chili Peppers right here.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, directed by David Fincher, in theaters Christmas Day, and by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat, now available at splendidtable.org.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. He is everywhere you look, on television, at the mall, at your Christmas party. Of course, I'm talking about Santa Claus. And here's a spoiler warning for parents. We are about to go behind the beard to learn about the real-life motivation of a real bearded Santa. Monica Brady Myroff reports.
From November 1st to December 25th, life is very, very busy for Jonathan Meath.
Want to hop up?
Can I have a pink Nintendo DS?
A pink Nintendo DS, yes.
And a game.
Meath is one of an estimated 2,400 working Santas with a real white beard and curly mustache. I caught up with him at a mall in suburban Boston.
It's a big commitment, 24/7. Maintaining the hairstyle and the jolly bowl of jelly takes considerable work.
He decided to portray Santa about 3 years ago after his beard went white and children would stop him on the street to ask him for presents. And this Santa doesn't just work for milk and cookies. He earns as much as $10,000 for an extended engagement in the chair, as it's called. Some bring down up to $40,000 a year. Employers such as Alex Atia of the Charles Hotel are willing to pay more for authenticity because kids are discerning customers.
If they have an inkling that maybe this is not Santa, they come to me and they ask me, is that the real one? With this one, they're not going to ask the question. I know that.
Real bearded Santas like to get together in the off-season and talk about beard care and red suit cleaning. One group of Northeast Santas is run by George Martin, who I reached on what he calls his sleigh phone as he was heading to a senior center.
You hear about the grumpy mall Santa, but I don't know any. Everybody is pretty much on the same mindset. We all really enjoy what we're doing. Otherwise, why do it?
To the practical businessman, though, it might not make sense to make yourself look like Santa year-round. But Meath says,
to the businessman that brings joy to his bottom line, that equates joy with value, it's immeasurable.
In the off-season, Meath produces children's television shows and sings jazz. And, of course, he has a Christmas album.
Kids, will you help Santa and the elves with this song?
Sure, Santa!
In Boston, I'm Monica Brady Myroff for Marketplace.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's me.
In Los Angeles, way south of the North Pole, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.